Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're now into hour number three of the Alex Jones Show. Some stations don't carry this little five-minute segment, but we like to. A lot of people are tuned in via the Internet. So I wanted you guys to just give us a prelude of some of the things we're going to cover when we come back and join the rest of the audience in the book, but also just their promotion of new lockdowns, monkeypox. Give us a little prelude of what you both think.
We're going to talk about who is behind the suppression of early therapy. We're going to examine how there is an abundance of evidence that this was carefully organized, orchestrated, and planned in advance, at least as early as 2017, their motives and their methods. And we're going to give some historic examples in the biopharmaceutical complex of how it hasn't been done at this scale, at this level of organization and capital, but there are forerunners of this that are very illustrative.
Powerful.
You know, I can tell you, as cases of SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, are rising again in the United States, the country's been injected with fear over a handful of cases of monkeypox. Monkeypox is related to smallpox, and this is a threat that the United States has been ready for.
Wow. And I mean, I read the news. Bill Gates says it's coming soon. They already buy the vaccine. It's delivered this week, and now it's popping up around the country and the world.
We already have a therapy approved for this, far more important than the vaccine. We have Tecovirimat, or TPOX. We have a stockpile of 2 million doses of this product that treats this illness. It's a pustular-like illness. It doesn't spread like SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, and we'll tackle that in the next segment.
All right. Let's talk more about the some of the tours you've been on as well. And are you going to do some more tours, or where people can come see you speak?
You know, I was just on the Better Way conference being televised from Bath, England. It's actually chaired by Del Bigtree. But Majid Nawaz, many others on faculty there, terrific meeting. You know, I've been working through a whole variety of health freedom groups all over the country, now coming up on nearly 50 large programs, going to major cities, meetings with doctors, lawmakers, and then big public programs. America is undergoing a scientific reawakening as doctors such as myself and those in my circle bring the truth to the country.
What other observations are you going to be covering coming up, John?
Well, you mentioned that Bill Gates is already back in business. I mean, with this monkeypox thing, we're going to talk about he is a central figure in this. I mean, that's not exactly an original observation, but what's notable is that even though it's clearly ascertainable his role in all of the malfeasance that we describe in our book, it's not really in any way diminished his bully pulpit. He's the Windows guy that the U.S. Department of Justice went after in 98 for violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. You know, he's kind of back to his monopolistic ways in the biopharmaceutical complex.
And this time, instead of giving us computers that are overpriced and crash all the time and bugs and spy tools, now he wants to control our bodies.
Well, I mean, he was obsessed with viruses because they kept penetrating his software. So now he's going after them in a different arena.
All right. In fact, we've got some clips of Bill Gates coming up. I'm going to read this book this weekend. I know it's going to be powerful, and I'm going to order some at InfoWarsStore.com. But people can just type in The Courage to Face COVID, or then go to the website, get it there, or get it at Amazon. But whatever you do, get it. And remember, folks, just because you're pretty much aware of a lot of this stuff, the general public knows they're being lied to, but they don't understand the organized crime nature of this. And a book like this will really take people to the next level. And again, we'll put it on screen when we come back, Dr. McCullough. But is the website TheCourageToFaceCOVID.com?
Yeah, CourageToFaceCOVID.com.
So just CourageToFaceCOVID.com. All right, folks, start your engines. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and get fully into the book, and then we'll get into monkeypox and their talk about more lockdowns and where all that is going. Just in 30 seconds, Doc, I mean, I'm pretty convinced that they're going to bring back more lockdowns if they can.
Well, I reviewed it last night with Laura Ingraham. The top states for increasing cases of COVID-19 are the most heavily vaccinated states. Interesting, they're all blue states.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to be back in 60 seconds to join stations. We're going to plunge directly into the book. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is just like 2,000 mules conclusively proving that the election was stolen. I can tell you from the material Dr. McCullough's put out, this is the...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, the UN, Tedros, all of them, the CEO of Pfizer, they don't like what's happening here. And so I'm asking listeners to realize that we're going to stop the next lockdown. We're going to stop the next forced inoculations, the global ID, which is all being rolled out right now. We need to get this book out to everybody, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Dr. Peter McCullough and John Leake. Gentlemen, let's get into the book. I'm going to try to just sit back and shut up and just let you guys roll through the different chapters and what's happening.
Well, I'll let John kind of set the stage. I think since we just rolled off of Bill Gates and the desire for world dominance through vaccination, have John help us understand what CEPI is and how important it is.
Yeah, so when I began to look at, you know, what on earth is going on here, this shelter in place, and what I began to observe is that the assertion, okay, there's the virus is unassailable, all we can do is stay at home. This was oftentimes combined with a second assertion, the only way we can go back to normal. I mean, Bill Gates himself wrote an editorial in the Washington Post in early April of 2020. Then he had a long conversation with Trevor Noah. And then on his Gates blog, his Gates Notes blog, he kept repeating this like a mantra. The only thing that will enable us to go back to normal is a vaccine, and it's only when every man, woman, and child on earth has taken it. So again, there's that monopolistic spirit. Like every single person on earth needs to get this vaccine, and then we'll go back to normal. So it almost feels like, you know, a prison keeper saying, you know, I have a key, and, you know, it's only when you scale this impossible height that can you reach the key? Can you get out of here? It really felt like a sort of bargain that was being imposed on us from on high. And so I began to think, okay, this fanatical suppression of anything that could treat the disease, that could provide a prophylaxis or help us to get better so it's not such a severe thing, is being suppressed. It began to sort of take shape that it is in order to, it's a psyop in order to prepare us for mass vaccination. Rapidly developed, not a lot of testing. Gates himself said with Trevor Noah, we don't even have time to test, to wait for the trial data to emerge. We need to ramp up production immediately.
But it's safe and it's going to work, and then they admit it doesn't work and erases your immune system after four or five shots. Wow.
It's true. There have been recent breaking studies showing clinically the most vaccinated people are the ones who end up in the hospital sick, and heaven forbid, there are still a few deaths. Data from Ontario show that. There's been a recent analysis showing those who have been previously vaccinated, they get less of an antibody and immune response when they do get COVID. So there is an impairment of the antibody response, for instance, against the nucleocapsid. That's been demonstrated. So, in fact, those who've been previously vaccinated, when they get COVID, they are not getting a full thrusted immune response in order to defend them against the next viral attack.
You know, what's amazing is any time that we detect and report the truth of something that organized interests don't like us detecting and reporting, there is this kind of blanket all, you know, categorical bludgeon that's used across the board. Well, you're being a conspiracy theorist. What I think is notable about this particular massive public policy operation was that they published their plan. They had pandemic planning simulations in 2017 and 2019. And CEPI, the Center for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, which was founded by the Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum in 2017, CEPI actually published a business plan in which they stated another pandemic is coming. It's imminent. It's inevitable. And when it comes, our partnership, it's an elaborate partnership between public and private pharmaceutical industry, national treasuries. When it comes, here is going to be our response. And it was couched in the terminology of an opportunity. The next pandemic will be an opportunity for our partnership. Well, what is the opportunity? The rapid development and deployment of a vaccine. They're not in the public health business. They're in the vaccine business.
And no mention of treatment.
No, not one. In the 65-page business plan.
No therapeutics.
No therapeutics. A one-pronged approach, mass vaccination, no consideration of therapeutics. One of the things we've seen across the entire portrayal of the pandemic is a willful blindness to treatment of acutely ill patients with this infection.
Well, it's not in the business plan. I mean, it's treatment is not part of the opportunity. So, Alex, your listeners can look at it themselves. It's CEPI, C-E-P-I, the preliminary business plan, 2017. Google it. It's right there. They can read it themselves.
Absolutely. We've covered it, but it's important to bring it back up because you're the famous criminologist, you know, historian, best-selling author, true crime. I just, as a layperson, looking at it, when it's all organized, it's all centralized, they stand to gain. Their fingerprints are all over making it, controlling it, blocking therapeutics, silencing anybody that speaks up about it or tries to help people. I mean, there's the open public conspiracy right there. And everything they said 5 years ago and 3 years ago and 2 years ago, they're following exactly as a blueprint. I mean, this is horrifying.
So on March the 16th, 2020, the NIAID, Anthony Fauci's outfit at the NIH, they published a press release saying Moderna and the NIAID has a new messenger RNA vaccine in development. We've just started our human trials. And you get about halfway down the press release and it says, manufactured courtesy of CEPI. So the business plan was activated immediately. It's like, here it is. We knew it was coming. We predicted it was coming. It's upon us. The opportunity, the game is on. Let's go for it.
And again, they're building the business plan years before, describing exactly what would unfold. That's pretty open and shut. I mean, if I called the fire department and said, I think this house is going to burn down tomorrow, and then it did, I'd be the chief suspect from the fire inspector and the police. Well, here they are predicting everything, and now they've done it again with mousepox or monkeypox. It just seems pretty ridiculous.
So I'm glad that you used the fire metaphor. We have a chapter in our book. It's taking a leaf from the play in 1953 play called Biedermann and the Arsonist. And it's about just this, that there's an arsonist who's afoot in this town. He's burning everything down. But it's so obvious. He's out in the open. He looks very there are two of them. They look very normal. They're sort of charming. They're sort of funny. So even though everyone knows that there are arsonists afoot, they still manage to do this. And there's some psychology that seems to affect all of us. If it's out in the open, It's like people don't see it. It's hiding in plain sight. I think people maybe assume that an elaborate conspiracy is clandestine. It would be.
No, the most dangerous ones are hiding in plain view, and that's why they do it.
Yeah. That's it.
And so that's behavioral psychology, which we know they had Yale and Harvard and Princeton and a bunch of other psychology departments test before COVID and after how to make the public shut up, how to make them stay in place, how to make them take shots. So this has all been war games.
And how to harness, manipulate, and use social media to drive this campaign of mass vaccination with no attention to safety or efficacy.
We're going to break. What are we going to cover when we come back? Because that was already riveting information.
Propaganda. I think the public needs to understand just how much the public mind is being shaped by propaganda. I think. I mean,
I totally agree, because what you said earlier is so profound. That when they hide it in plain view, we kind of buy into it because it couldn't be real. It doesn't look scary. It's a smiling guy, you know, on TV. But when you pull back, people are caught in it. Only by becoming aware of that can you shift out of it.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go to break. The Courage to Face COVID. The website's CourageToFaceCOVID.com. Get the book now, folks. They're not advertising with me. I want to get this book out. I'm going to buy a bunch of the book. I'm going to buy like 10,000 of them today. But everybody needs to get this book. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You'd had two vaccinations and then two booster shots, is that right?
That's right. And, you know, for people over, you know, 50 or 60, they'll probably have to be boosted every 6 months until we get even better vaccines.
So I've been trying to figure this out for myself. I assume you know the answer to this, so I'll just ask you. When do you get boosted again? I mean, now that you've had it, you know, I've had it around the same time. I've only gotten three shots total, only been boosted once. I guess we have immunity for a little while, but when do you decide to get boosted again?
So an infection where you'll get a high viral load would be like vaccination. But, you know, to be safe, every 6 months, you're probably going to be vaccinated. As we get more data, they might even make that shorter for people who are, say, 60 or over 70, where the duration seems to be a bit lower. So we're in for ongoing vaccination to stay absolutely safe.
So one shot will make you absolutely safe. 2 years ago, now we just got to keep doing it. He sells it to you. He's such a philanthropist. You brought that clip up, and the crew was able to grab it during the break, Dr. McCullough.
The vaccines have completely failed. Natural immunity is infinitely more powerful and protective than vaccine immunity. Gates is not a doctor. He's wrong. He's pushing every 6 month vaccinations forever.
And John Leake, during the break, you had a great way of putting it.
Yeah, Cooper and Gates are acting out Einstein's definition of insanity. Continue to do the same thing that doesn't work while expecting a different result.
How did they think they could do this and get away with it? Because the studies were there. You were talking about 2 years ago that they would stop working, that it wouldn't work, that if you gave people these shots, it would make the viruses mutate worse.
And that's exactly what's happened. They've both, Anderson's had three shots. Gates has had four shots. They've just had SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 infection. The idea that they're going to continue to load their body with messenger RNA and continued deposition of spike protein, they are basically leading themselves into chronic disease and misery.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that assumes they're being sincere. I mean, the point is that these guys committed to this. I mean, I like military history. I think there's an analog here with, for example, the First World War. After the Franco-Prussian War, there was this prediction it's going to come to blows between Germany and France again. It's just a matter of when. It's probably going to happen in Belgium. The railroad guys, the finance guys, the weapons manufacturing, the bond guys that were going to do the financing, they all agreed this is going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And then the Archduke Franz Ferdinand is assassinated in Sarajevo. That sets the train out of the station. And once the train has left the station and gained a big head of steam, they're not going to then throw on the brakes and say, you know something, this was a bad idea. It's like a massive thing that these people have committed to.
They've got their own mass psychosis.
Well, I mean, how do you then say, you know, we spent a gazillion dollars, we've been planning on this, we've been talking about how effective this is going to be.
We're
going to
be the saviors.
Right. And then to say, oh, you know something, it didn't work so well. I don't think there will ever be an admission of that. And on the contrary, they're going to keep saying, let's just keep doing it.
It's like the vaccines. You take two and then you get a triple. So you're triple down, quadruple down. It's going to keep going, just like doubling down and tripling down on an opinion. Once people dig themselves in and they're wrong, they rarely capitulate and say
And that's what they were betting on with the public, is now we see, oh, the unvaccinated, you're the reason we're sick. Well, with a real inoculation, if you have it, you're protected. It doesn't matter what I do.
It's true. You know, health security in Scotland and the UK show the unvaccinated have the greatest freedom from serious COVID-19 outcomes, largely because they've already had the respiratory illness. It's those who are vaccinated who end up in the hospital or worse.
By the way, these images that you're showing of people sort of, you know, celebrating their injections, it's very reminds me very much of documentaries you see of Mao's cultural revolution in China.
Dead on.
There's this kind of crazy neurotic lunacy that is then being celebrated in a mass, almost quasi-religious way.
That's what I was going to say. It's a cult.
Yeah, the Cultural Revolution. And then, you know, what's fascinating about the Cultural Revolution is we now have documents of people who participated in it in a very fervent way, who then kind of snapped out of the trance and have now come forward with the testimonial, I don't understand why I participated in it.
And then there's those like Xi Jinping, who helped round up his own family and let them kill his sister and helped publicly shame his father. And he just went ahead and adapted by becoming the predator himself.
Yeah, if you could, well, precisely, well put. Yeah.
So how do we counter this?
I mean, I think it starts with being aware that you're swimming in this sea of propaganda. I mean, you know, this may seem like normalcy because the messaging has been so relentless. But once you realize a normal is being created when you turn on the television, quit accepting that television is an accurate representation of reality. You need to start listening to Alex Jones.
And, I mean, all I say is they should question everything we're saying. We try to give articles and documents. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect, but I'm not trying to lie. But what is the corporate media going to do? Because the polls show all-time no support, Biden all-time no support, all-time low support for just vaccines in general, even real ones that work. This is discrediting the entire medical system. I remember a year and a half ago, the British Ministry of Health warned, if this hurts people, this is going to set back vaccines 100 years. No one's going to believe us. Well, what they've done is really discredit themselves, in my view.
It certainly is true. And one of the things that we've done, we've presented so much information, Alex, you and I together, in so many different ways. One of the things we've done that's unique in this book is that we've told a story. We've actually told it in a narrative format where there's a beginning, there's a middle, and the end. And as John will tell you, that's how the human mind understands complex realities.
Yeah, well, I think we're accustomed to seeing figures of public authority, and they're sort of talking in these somber academic tones about the data. What our book shows, but I think when I ask readers, you know, for their feedback, they really like the chapters about ordinary guys and their families who get sick. And some of the stories we tell are the success stories. They found doctors like McCullough and his colleagues who were very proactive in treating. And a lot of these people were really pulled back from a terrible emergency. Then I tell the other side, the tragic side, where in spite of the desperate pleadings of their family members, treatment is denied to the end.
And this isn't fiction. This really happened.
It really happened. And what a lot of people, including attorneys with whom I've spoken, you know, advocates for families, is that even seasoned attorneys, there's a lady named Beth Parlato, who was a criminal court judge in New York State. She said, you know, as a matter of fact and law, it's impenetrable to me that some of these treatment modalities that seem to work, that the hospitals have fought tooth and nail.
Finish that story when we come back. The break snuck up on us. Stay there. InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left, and a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Peter McCullough and John Leake. He's a best-selling true crime author that has reverse-engineered their operations, and you guys are knocking out of the park describing what really went on. We want to get more into the propaganda. We're also going to talk some about Bill Gates predicting the smallpox, monkeypox, and so much more.
You know, I can tell you that we've never had so much news regarding microbial threats to the human population, and one can only surmise that so much of this is contrived.
There's a lot of hype, and as you said earlier, John, It's a PR sales campaign. So when you see a PR sales campaign for like the new Mustang, you know the new Mustang's coming out or the new Tesla. And they're just telling you the new thing's coming. We're going to take all your rights. We're going to save you.
Yeah. You know, they call it a funny friend of ours out in Utah said the other day, they call it Operation Warp Speed. It's actually Operation Warp Spend. It's warp spend. So public health crisis, mass fear, everybody's terrified. Oh, my goodness. You know, we'll do anything we can to, you know, any kind of no matter how much it costs, get out the checkbook, start printing. So it triggers, like the financial crisis in 08, it triggers a flood of money purportedly to deal with the emergency. So that what happens is that...
How many trillions extra got issued by major governments? Has anybody quantified? I haven't done it. How many trillions got issued worldwide by different governments?
So the CARES Act of March 26, 2020, created overnight 10% of the U.S. GDP. Just like that. Just with a click of a...
And we wonder why we have inflation.
Right. And then but just think of the bonanza, though. If you are positioned as these guys were, because they'd, you know, been working on this, the planning of this, publishing their prospectus.
They're in control of the world medical response.
Correct. So all of this money, you have then positioned your nets. You're like a fisherman who's ready for the school to swim right in your nets. So they got away with this. And we, you know, here we have the same guys, the usual suspects. They're at it again with monkeypox.
Here we go. You know, the news just popped. Monkeypox, an orthopox virus that is in the same family as smallpox, causes a pustular type of illness, a skin-based illness, very little respiratory component, and it's from animals to humans. There's been, over the last half century, several hundred cases. Listen to this, Alex, 700 cases. Since there's a case in the United States, the announcement was 13 million doses of a pre-manufactured live attenuated vaccine for monkeypox.
Boy, they sure guessed right on that.
That's a hyperbolic response. Can you imagine the company that hasn't had any sales on their monkeypox vaccine getting an infusion of millions of dollars of cash? And it's interesting, in a paper in New England Journal of Medicine by Grossenbeck and colleagues, when they studied an oral drug that we also have for monkeypox called atezolizumab, Viramac, or also known as TPOX, when TPOX was studied, in the introduction to that paper, it was stated a single case of smallpox would be a worldwide crisis because of this charged fear that the pox viruses were going to be specifically used for bioterrorism.
And there's Gates hyping it. In fact, let's play the clip of Bill Gates last year saying this is coming, there's going to be a bigger attack, something like the pox virus, and now it's happened.
And so I'm hoping in 5 years I can write a book called, you know, We Are Ready for the Next Pandemic. But it'll take tens of billions in R&D that the U.S. and the U.K. will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports, you know, how would the world respond to that? You know, that there's naturally caused epidemics and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today. And yet the advances in medical science should give us tools that, you know, we could do dramatically better. So you'd think this would be a priority. It the next year will be where those allocations have to get made, including this global pandemic task force.
So he tells us the next big thing in November of last year, and now, like clockwork, it's here, and they've got the vaccine ready. Wow, that doesn't look suspicious.
Fortunately, there's an oral medication. We have a stockpile of 2 million doses. Almost all these cases come out of the Congo Basin. There was an outbreak in 2003 in the United States, 70 cases, where there was some mixing of some different animals in pet stores actually from that part of Africa, and did spread to humans. But it's self-limited, Alex. It's easily treated with these drugs. It's mainly a cutaneous skin lesion. The only mortality that occurs is in regions where there is no general medical care support when patients do get more ill, get dehydrated, etc.
But, you know, people should really examine this very closely, though. I mean, suddenly he's talking about this monkeypox. I mean, I remember looking in a tropical disease book years ago. I used to hang out in Africa, and those same pictures of those children that were infected with it, those are 30 years old. And then, you know, suddenly he's talking about the next bonanza that's headed our way. And then just what prescience? What? And then, so I don't know if you guys remember, it was 2003. There were guinea pigs that were housed with Ghana pouch rats. I mean, what kind of bizarre pets that people have? The guinea pigs got it from the Ghana pouch rats that were brought in from Africa, and then it spread to about 70 people in the United States. There was no hysteria and talk of we need to buy 32 million doses of vaccines. We have now been conditioned to be hyper-vigilant and hyper-alert to this kind of thing.
We're being turned into hysterical...
ninnies.
Exactly. What's the word? Hypochondriacs.
It's true. I have to tell you, you know, you have such a lead time on this illness. There should be absolutely no panic. It's almost analogous to chickenpox and someone having lots of pustular vesicular lesions. It's readily identified. We can manage this. The treatment is actually very well tolerated. TPOXX drug taken twice a day is perfectly fine. We don't need 13 million doses of a vaccine and have people start...
Clearly, it's more hysteria. What about, Doctor, the studies and links that we've seen? And I was talking to Dr. Fleming last week, and he was saying that the type of virus that they use in the virus vector J&J and others is linked to, and I've got some of the studies, but I'm a scientist like you, doctor, that's causing these weird acute types of hepatitis in children's livers.
It's related but not causative. And I look at it this way. In a recent paper in Lancet Hepatology from the UK and actually from Cedars-Sinai in L.A., the authors describe that virtually all of these cases of hepatitis, the children are exposed in some way to SARS-CoV-2. Either they've had the infection, people in their family have had the infection, or have taken a vaccine, or the children have taken the vaccine. That's actually setting up the childhood liver with Wuhan spike protein, and then there's a superimposed exposure from adenovirus 41, which is typically very mild. Now, adenoviral vectors are used in Johnson & Johnson and J&J, but it's probably not related to these cases. What we need to do in each and every case is we need to understand what is the SARS-CoV-2 exposure to the children in order to find a path forward. Some of these cases have resulted in transplant, some have been fatal.
The other thing that, before we get too far away from it, that I wanted to talk about was there are clear precedents for what we're seeing. You know, in 2001, about 3 weeks before Dr. McCullough was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, there was a huge book that was published here in the United States called Empire of Pain. It was a publishing sensation. It's about the Sackler family of New York that started Purdue Pharma.
And Oxycontin.
And it's a marvelous book. I mean, hats off to the writer. He describes how this very clever family...
Hold on, John Leake. Let's talk about the parallels with this when we come back. We've got two more segments with our amazing guests. Then the amazing Mike Adams is going to be taking over in the fourth hour. Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, only on the InfoWars Radio TV Network. Over 350 radio affiliates, over 200 TV affiliates. They're not shutting us down.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess EFS and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Precedent with Purdue Pharma and OxyContin, co-author John Leake of the powerful new book, COVID, The Courage to Face COVID-19. You were getting into a parallel of this has happened before.
Yeah, so in the midst of all of this madness in 2021, this big book is published called Empire of Pain about the Sackler family of New York, which acquired a small pharmaceutical company back in the 50s. Arthur Sackler was the sort of founder of the family, and he started off in the advertising business doing ads for Pfizer. He had a real knack for medical propaganda, for biopharmaceutical propaganda. I mean, pretty much all of the bag of tricks of marketing drugs now was invented, pioneered by Arthur Sackler. He then realized you know, I shouldn't be advertising this stuff. I ought to get in on the action myself. So he purchased this company, Purdue, and then they discovered this molecule that had actually been invented back in Germany in the 20s, was deemed to have a high addiction risk by the lab that invented it. They said, this isn't going to work. So Sackler, and it was actually his brothers, they said, well, you know, this is great. Let's market this and let's downplay the addiction risk. Let's obscure the potential harm of this. And it's a fascinating book because you see how through academics, through FDA approval guys who are captured, how they're able to introduce this dangerous molecule, which then became an enormous scourge of American society.
And it was actually marketed through nursing. I remember as a young doctor, where nurses started these initiatives as pain as the fifth vital sign, and actually trying to grade pain on each and every patient, even in non-painful conditions. And we were somewhat pushed and forced to prescribe narcotics, actually, to patients post-procedure. This really took off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had five or six surgeries, and every time they're like, do you want painkillers? You're in pain. I'm like, no, I don't want them.
I was in a minor surfing accident, which I got cut by the surfboard fin. It's very easy laceration to treat. They stuck some staples in it. And as I was walking out of the ER, this nurse says, you want anything for the pain? And I said, well, you know, what do you have in mind?
They're drug dealers.
I mean, for all she knew, I was an addict that was, you know, intentionally cut myself in order. So, I mean, but the point is this, an extremely harmful molecule that is then spread on a mass scale throughout our entire society, creating, you know, a true public health emergency. I mean, by the declaration of the CDC in 2017, a public, and you think, well, how did this, over all of these years, how is it obscured? How come the mainstream media wasn't reporting on this? It was sort of a silent scourge.
And that's because they are owned by Big Pharma, and they're just going along.
Correct. I guess you're familiar with Dr. Peter Bragan. I mean, he told me something that I just thought was so illuminating. He said, you know, I used to get invited to go onto, you know, the Oprah Winfrey Show, all of these shows to talk about my work. This is Peter Bragan. He's a psychiatrist who's delved deeply into the abusive practices of the pharmaceutical industry and the psychiatric industry. And he said, I used to get invited all the time to talk about my alternative viewpoint on the practice of medicine. And I believe it was the year 1997, the FDA loosened the regulatory language with direct marketing on television for pharmaceutical products. And he said, I never got an invitation to appear on television ever again.
That's right. And everybody's got stories, but of a wife or family that has a baby, never had problems. They go, oh, you want some psychotropics in this? And then they've got big problems after. And it's just, it's incredible what's going on.
It's true. And unfortunately, with the COVID-19 vaccines, so many Americans have been injured. And sadly, they've seen loved ones die that there's been trust lost in the entire vaccine program. And there are very safe and effective vaccines that doctors in my circles, we've relied on these for our entire career, but the public is now losing trust.
We'll do five more minutes the next hour, but some stations don't carry that, and Mike Adams takes over. So in the 6 minutes we have left, the amazing book, The Courage to Face COVID-19, John Link and Dr. Peter A. McCullough. Closing comments, both of you, like 3 minutes apiece.
I would say that as we look to the future, we are going to have more cases of COVID-19. There's no doubt about it. Cases are on the rise. For those of you who have already had the infection, your natural protection you have now, you're protected against severe outcomes. Can you have another case that is like a mild, like a common cold? That's certainly true. Those of you who've taken the vaccine, one shot, two shots, or even more, you are still susceptible to COVID-19. And in fact, you could have potentially more severe outcomes. My practice experience is that both high-risk patients, older, those with diabetes, obesity, heart and lung disease, those who are presenting with severe symptoms, early treatment is needed, starting with virucidal nasal washes with hydrogen peroxide or povidone iodine. There's commercial products that work well there as well. Use of nutraceuticals and supplements. that are used in the combination. We have monoclonal antibodies. I had two patients yesterday get monoclonal antibodies. Bortolivimab from Lilly works perfectly fine, a 2cc injection. Then we move into the oral drugs, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. We have Paxlovid, molnupiravir, oral corticosteroids, aspirin, and then anticoagulants. Sequence multi-drug therapy at home prevents hospitalization and death with COVID. Don't get burned. Don't be a hospital statistic, or even worse, we can get through this together.
So people should study this, look it up for themselves, and create a diary of the facts, and if they can, legally stockpile some of the therapeutics ahead of time, and as soon as you have symptoms, take care of yourself then instead of waiting later.
And make sure your doctor is ready to treat you, and if your doctor is not, make sure you get a referral.
That's the key. Find the doctors. They're having to pass state laws that doctors are allowed to prescribe ivermectin and things that are totally known to be safe.
That's right. Now, New Hampshire and Tennessee are nearly over the finish line for over-the-counter ivermectin, but there's been such a broad support now for early treatment. Let's push hard. If the patients push hard and push their doctors, we'll get back to some degree of normalcy.
Well, I haven't read the book yet. I'm going to read this weekend. I read the synopsis, and it just tells you real-world stories, how they did it, how they're suppressing, and then you better get ready.
So in these pandemic preparation simulations, there was one that was done at Johns Hopkins in October of 2019. If you go deep into this incredibly boring video, one of the things that they talk about is, okay, it's coming. How are we going to control information? And they actually talk about tried and true methods of propaganda. One of them that they discuss and endorse is called flooding. So, you know, this is what we want the populace to believe, and we're going to flood all of the channels with the same messaging rapidly broadcast over all, you know, all media.
That's a military tactic. Flood the zone.
Flood the zone. So you see, for example, with ivermectin, the guys who discovered it and developed it, they won the Nobel Prize in 2015. It is a WHO essential medication. It has solved one of the largest scourges that has ever affected the
population. It's not just horse paste.
Across the zone, they flooded the zone, all of the late night comedy guys, on the same night, horse paste, horse goo. And you think, do we live in a country with a First Amendment and with a free exchange of ideas, or are we living in a propaganda? And I think it's clear that the public needs to be aware that they are being propagandized. And I'll conclude with this, if I may. The public should familiarize themselves with President Eisenhower's 1961 farewell address, in which he talked about the danger of the military-industrial complex. These things get so big, with so much money and so many interests that are gaining from sustaining this threat level. And he was a military man himself. He was the Supreme Allied Commander.
He'd been in command of it.
Right. So when he says, you know, these things, these complexes can become so powerful and have such vast entrenched interests that they can become disconnected from the interest of the citizenry, I think we need to think of Eisenhower's warning, but apply it to the analog of this biopharmaceutical complex. We actually took that concept from Eisenhower's concept of the military-industrial. And the biopharmaceutical complex is very wired in with the Department of Defense. A lot of these emergency countermeasure activities and financing is part of the Department of Defense.
Well, John Link, I'm really impressed with your work. I've actually read some of your books years ago at the Collect once you were here. Congratulations on the courage to face COVID-19. And he also went on before he said military-industrial complex. He said a technological scientific elite that's in control of it. And that full speech, 21 minutes long, is so powerful. We'll do 5 more minutes on the other side. And then Mike Adams takes over. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. It's all you, the great listeners, and your support and word of mouth and prayer that keeps us on air. And the great donors out there, you know who you are. We salute you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.